Federal authorities are trying to determine who is responsible for today's blasts. The FBI has dispatched a counterterrorism team, and Boston's local Joint Terrorism Task Force is also on the scene. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston, is here with more on that. And Dina, the president has said we don't know who did this or why, but is there any indication of what law enforcement is looking at?
Well, in this early in an investigation, they're open to lots of possibilities. Sources tell NPR that they're leaning towards some sort of domestic homegrown threat. In other words, they don't think this is an international al-Qaeda effort at this point, though they haven't completely ruled that out. They're looking, among other things, at timing. Domestic terrorism groups might have timed this attack to coincide with April 15th, Tax Day, or Patriots Day, which is a holiday in Boston. Officials haven't ruled out that this could be some sort of lone wolf attack, not an organized group, but rather a disgruntled individual working on his or her own. And lone wolf attacks are notoriously difficult to spot or prevent. And we know that from the Boston Police Commissioner that there was no specific intelligence ahead of this attack.
Well, from what you either know or can assume here, what would law enforcement officers be looking at? What kind of evidence would they be examining now to narrow the field of suspects and to figure out who did it?
Well, we understand they're still looking for unexploded devices near the race course. There are hundreds of what they call suspicious package reports every day in any town, and these are things that the FBI and the local police are always having to follow up on. If there are unexploded devices that in this case, they could provide enormous amounts of leads because of the way the devices might be built, fingerprints that might have been left on them, or materials that would help them sort of track down who might be responsible. In a moving story like this one, there's lots of misinformation, but there are literally thousands of backpacks and bags by the finish line that belong to racers or may, in fact, contain something, and they all have to be checked and rechecked.
But the search for unexploded devices, if there are any, you're saying is not only preventive, that of course is very important, but also this is part of the investigation.
Key part of the investigation. It could be a device, for example, that was meant to go off and didn't, and that could be huge.
Is there anything definitive that's been released so far by investigators?
Only a few things. We know that the police and the FBI said that there was no specific threat and no specific intelligence to indicate that the Boston Marathon might be a target. We know, according to the Boston police and contrary to some early reports, that there's no person of interest or suspect in custody. We know that the police and the FBI have been dispatched to Boston hospitals, and they're interviewing people there to see if they saw anything. And we understand that the bombs were, and this is in the words of the Boston police, powerful devices. Of course, what we don't know is the big question, and that is who did this and why.
And much of what we do know, as you've just recited it, is negative, things that have not happened since these explosions.
It's also important in an investigation to rule things out. So just because they don't know these things doesn't mean they're not moving forward.
Okay, Dina, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's NPR counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston.